I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1986. That was the day that more than 5 million people participated in Hands Across America. The event was organized to raise money to combat the problems of homelessness and hunger in the United States. People agreed to donate $10 to stand in their place in line for 15 minutes. The line was supposed to link people hand in hand from New York City through 17 states to Long Beach, California. The event gained support of corporate donors, including the Coca-Cola Company and Citibank. Initially, the plan drew the ire of President Ronald Reagan, who claimed, quote, "I don't believe that there is anyone going hungry in America by reason of denial or lack of ability to feed them. It is by people not knowing where or how to get this help." The president refused to acknowledge how factors like the loss of industrial jobs and the decline of labor unions contributed to families having hard times making ends meet. Eventually, President Reagan got on board, forming part of the chain in Washington, D.C. He was joined in line across the country by everyone from Oprah to Chewbacca and Mickey Mouse. The event was projected to raise $50 million, but not everyone turned in their pledge contributions, and staffing costs ate into profits. In the end, the project raised about $20 million. In 2015, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development reported that there were more than 500,000 people homeless in the United States. Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.